Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 152. In this episode, I'll discuss Occam's Razor versus Hickam's Dictum. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode152. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Occam's Razor and Hickam's Dictum are often referred to as opposing theories for diagnosis of disease. Pharmacists can use knowledge of these principles to understand a part of physicians' thought process and to evaluate potential adverse effects of medications. William of Ockham was an English philosopher and theologian who lived in the first half of the 14th century. His approach to problem solving focused heavily on simplicity and has been called Occam's Razor. Occam's Razor states, among competing hypotheses, the one with the fewest assumptions should be selected. To my knowledge, Occam never applied this problem solving concept to medicine, but many others have. The concept is also referred to as diagnostic parsimony. The idea being that correct diagnosis is the one with the fewest assumptions or the fewest possible causes for a given set of symptoms. A good example of the application of Occam's Razor was published in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine, where they stated, imagine a patient presents complaining of a headache, neck stiffness, fever, and confusion. It is, of course, perfectly possible that he simultaneously developed a subarachnoid hemorrhage, torticollis, and hepatic encephalopathy. However, Occam's Razor offers us a single diagnosis that fully accounts for this single presentation and guides us to a diagnosis of meningitis, the explanation that requires the fewest number of assumptions. Many times, however, a rare disease might explain a given set of symptoms, but so will two very common diseases. In such cases, blindly applying Occam's Razor would lead to a misdiagnosis. A counterargument against this oversimplification, called Hickam's Dictum, is attributed to John Hickam, a U.S.-based physician in the 1950s. Hickam's Dictum states, patients can have as many diseases as they damn well please. Rather than one concept applying all the time, diagnosis is a continuous effort of hypothesis generation and testing. Many times I can use my knowledge base to help a physician rule in or out medication-related causes of disease. And having the knowledge of these different problem-solving concepts helps me place my pharmacy-specific knowledge in the proper context. You can see the balance between these problem-solving concepts at work in several pharmacy-related assessments. Here's two examples. First, the four T's of heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. The 4T score, and therefore the pretest probability of heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, is affected by whether other causes for thrombocytopenia are present. And second, the Naranjo algorithm for determining the likelihood a medication is responsible for an adverse effect. The Naranjo score is affected by whether there are alternative causes or more than one cause that could have caused the reaction in question. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.